Showing affection to a loved one in public wouldn't get you in trouble if you're in Venice, but it could land you in the clink in Sri Lanka. Police in two Sri Lankan towns recently arrested hundreds of couples who were out together, including some married ones. The arrests gave new momentum to a plan to build a lover's park in the capital, Colombo, an area where couples could cuddle with impunity. The BBC's Charles Hapland is in Sri Lanka now. There is no actual law against canoodling in public, even if they don't call it that, is there?
No, there isn't. And I think that these couples who were arrested were probably being quite restrained by comparison with what you might see in somewhere like London, Paris, or as you mentioned, Venice, or for that matter, Boston or Washington, D.C. I think they were probably simply holding hands, possibly just out together. And some perhaps puritanical elements within the police force decided to take it on themselves to declare this not in keeping with Sri Lankan tradition and kind of rounded them up. But I don't think they were doing this in conformity with any particular written or legal law, simply in conformity with their own moral code, if you like.
Police moral code, or maybe the moral code of people around them? Is this the kind of thing that some locals might be complaining about?
Yes, it is. I mean, I've talked, for instance, to some quite young Sri Lankans of perhaps more traditional backgrounds, some from a Muslim background, and they did say they felt quite strongly that people shouldn't be holding hands, cuddling, or whatever in public. This is a socially conservative society. It's a South Asian society. It's part of the Indian subcontinent. Now, in many ways, it's more westernized than a larger neighbor like India. But on the other hand, it is still an essentially conservative society, a society where people live with their mother and father until they get married, and a society that is really very traditional in very many ways. The position of women, for instance, is said to be ahead of that in some Asian countries, but still quite way behind Western countries.
Well, we know as well, though, that parts of Sri Lanka, especially the capital, Colombo, are increasingly cosmopolitan. And I wonder if the newer generation and that cosmopolitan nature that seems to be clashing with the social mores, the more traditional social mores of parts of Sri Lanka, is the reason the government has decided that it's part of its purview to see that certain romantic opportunities are given to its young people. I mean, why does the government plan on building this lover's park in the first place?
I think that's right. I mean, there was a lot of interest internationally when they rounded up all these lovers last June. But of course, the story we're talking about now is the other side of the coin. This is certain people in government saying, let's be sensible. We are not Afghanistan. We are not Iran. We are a country where a lot of young people, male and female, want to spend time with each other. As the senior official in the Ministry of Youth Affairs said to me, generally Sri Lankan youth are modernized. And I think that there was some embarrassment, this is what he conveyed to me, after news spread of all these couples being rounded up, some of whom, as you say, were actually married couples, or at least engaged couples, rounded up by overzealous police. So I think these elements in the Sri Lankan government are trying to say, let's be sensible and let's create some kind of a facility, which to us certainly sounds like a rather novel kind of facility, but it is an attempt to accommodate the more modern social values that listeners to this program might be familiar with.
I wonder if, you know, having a park that's set up that's right by a river, and apparently there's going to be music as well, if the government could be seen as encouraging this kind of behavior that so many people in the country still repudiate or still discourage?
I think there are lots of unknowns. I mean, you could say that some people will come out and accuse the government of encouraging promiscuity or something. You could also point to the hazard of some people wanting to go to these parks just to snigger and ogle at people who are there as lovers. Maybe they'll start introducing a rule like some bars have, which is that you can only turn up if you are with your partner, and presumably, at least at first, that partner should be of the opposite sex. In fact, they have said that these parks will be facilities to be used, but people must still behave properly. One wonders exactly who will define what is proper behavior, but I think they do want there to be kind of parameters within which people behave. It's not going to be a free-for-all.
All right, Charles Hapland of the BBC in the capital of Sri Lanka, Colombo. Thanks a lot, Charles.
You're welcome, Lisa.